You remember when Pokemon was a big, big thing? Like Pokemon Go was a big thing several years ago.
Uh-huh.
And people were having Pokemon Go parties and they were doing meetups and they were going out and searching, you know, outside and different locations and everything. And
yeah,
I know that there are several people even that we work with still that are frequenting Pokemon and are big fans of Pokemon. And
really?
I try to make fun of them whenever possible. But
great.
Yeah, this setting the bar story has Ocean's 11 vibes and is an example of how not to acquire Pokemon gear.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without busting through the wall Kool-Aid man style to steal $250,000 worth of Pokemon, you're doing okay.
Wow. I mean, it's a bold statement. It's like that's a literal smash and grab job, right?
From Fox 9.
A thief breaks into a store by busting down a wall. But in this case, they weren't after cash or jewelry. They were after Pokemon products.
Yes, they were. Here's the owner.
Pokemon's literally the hottest thing right now.
Yeah, obviously. So this has like Ocean's 11 vibes because someone broke into a place called Punch Out Gaming, right? And what they did, though, was they...
Wait a second. The name is Punch Out Gaming?
Yes.
He literally punched out the wall.
Yes. So they actually broke into the neighboring store.
Oh, gosh.
Which was vacant. And then Kool-Aid Man style busted through the shared wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Less obvious if it's not, you know, the wall facing the street.
Right, exactly. And so apparently the thief or thieves were in and out for about 2 hours. Tons of merchandise, about $250,000 worth. The thief caught on the store's surveillance camera. However, no alarms were tripped because they didn't enter the back room. Which makes everyone suspect that it was someone who frequented the store, who understood, who maybe
an inside job.
Maybe it was an inside job. That's right. But apparently this thief wanted the merch, the Pokemon merch, so bad, didn't even touch the cash.
Okay. All right. So then what do you do when you have this massive supply of Pokemon cards? Do you take them to pawn shops and get money that way? Do you just display them in a curio cabinet? What do we do?
I mean, I'm probably certain this guy's trying to unload them on the black Pokemon market, you know?
Okay, that could be.
However, I would like to think that, you know, he has a nice wall in his basement of Pokemon memorabilia that he is adorning. Framing. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Aren't those, like, numbered, too? If I know anything about, like, collector cards, don't they, like, number them?
Yeah, I don't know, Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so setting the bar. Just make it through the day without busting into a card memorabilia store, Kool-Aid Man style, to go after Pokemon, then you're doing okay.
Most of us can avoid that.
Well, at least some of us couldn't. So that's why this is a setting the bar on 997 DJX.